Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. O come, Emmanuel. During this time of Advent, we have been awaiting delivery. Emmanuel, God with us, is on his way. And we're anticipating the due date. The day of joy is almost here. Judah and Jerusalem, in our Old Testament reading in Isaiah this morning, are also about to be awaiting for delivery. In a divided kingdom, where the northern tribes of Israel quickly desert the Lord's word and chase after other gods, and the southern kingdom teeters on the brink of disaster, Judah and Jerusalem are in trouble. The northern tribes of Israel are ready and willing to take advantage of them as they align themselves with Syria. And the Lord tells King Ahaz, ask for a sign. But King Ahaz didn't want to ask for a sign, even when he's told to do so. Ahaz would rather trust in his own alliance with Assyria than trust in the word of the Lord. Even going so far as erecting altars to other gods all around God's holy city. But in the midst of King Ahaz, who will not ask for a sign, the Lord tells him, I will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. See, Emmanuel means God with us. And for those who believe, God with us means deliverance. It means delivery from the captors. But Ahaz rejected that sign. And as a result, it was a sign against him. Emmanuel, God with us, can also mean judgment. And that's what it meant against Ahaz. For God was soon to whistle for the fly in Egypt and the bee in Assyria. Soon they would, God's own people in Judah and Jerusalem, would face defeat to the hands of those same Assyrians and be held taken captive by the Babylonians. They would soon come in and take God's people into exile because they refused God's deliverance. See, God with us can also mean judgment. See, these are hard words. Likewise for us today, rejecting the gospel, the Lord's good and gracious free gift of salvation, forgiveness, and life means judgment. See, God's grace is simply received. You didn't do anything to get it. God just simply pours out his grace. But God's judgment, that comes by declining God's grace. Christ has paid for all of your sins, free and clear. The only way to judgment is for you to steal them back. It's to say, but God, I don't think you understand. I really like this pet sin of mine. I like the way that being bitter helps me feel in control. This sin makes me feel so good. It can't be wrong. Or maybe just a partial confession. Sure, you can have those sins, God. I don't really care for them that much anyway. But don't take this one. Please don't take this one. You can't have it. See, stealing your sins back from God, holding on to sins and Emmanuel don't go well together. In that sense, God with us means judgment. And as strange as it sounds, you have to deliberately choose this judgment to receive it. But that day is not here. So hear the words, Lord. Hear the Lord's word. Repent and believe the gospel. Christ has paid for all of your sins already. Free and clear. And delivery is coming on the wings of eagles. See, Jesus is the Savior, and he is your Savior, who has purchased and won you, who has washed you clean in the waters of baptism. See, Jesus is the one who fulfills the sign that is given to Ahaz in our reading in Isaiah. This prophecy was a promise. The Lord is not only about to deliver his people from a tyrant nation, he will deliver his people from the greatest enemy to ever inflict humanity. He will deliver people from their sins. And his delivery zeroes in on the heart of the matter. His delivery zeroes in on what all people need. His delivery will be to save his people from the consequences of sin and death. God's Old Testament people are expectant and waiting for delivery. The future is pregnant with God's redemption. And one day in the future, God will come and deliver his people in full. But the amazing thing is that Isaiah speaks of this morning is that he will do it by a different kind of delivery. He will do it by the way of a child. This child will be born of the virgin, humble, meek, lowly. Isaiah 9:2. It speaks of the people who are awaiting this great light, awaiting this ultimate sign of God's redemption. It says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has a light shone. See, if you have been seeing this painting change over the season of Advent, today we add Joseph and his pregnant wife, Mary. You know, it's a common theme to have Joseph holding a lamp to symbolize Christ being the light of the world. But Joseph, in our gospel reading this morning, having light shed upon Mary, who is showing, at first took a different meaning for him. Joseph didn't know that. Because the first thing that was revealed to him was that his betrothed, who was beginning to show, Mary was pregnant, but not pregnant with his child. And the more that that child's presence came into the light, for Joseph, it was all the more shame. The more that that child became known, the more that the sinful acts of unwed partners became known. And the delivery would clinch the fact of the deceitful deed. Joseph's options didn't look all that bright. He could have brought the situation to the light of all the community in a large public divorce, in which Mary very likely could have lost her life in shame. Or he could marry her and thus potentially reveal that they had been together before marriage and shame himself as well. But Joseph was a just man and was not about to go the first route. And he couldn't go the second. He just wanted to put this behind him. Divorce her quietly. Keep it in the dark. Take the lamp away. Take that lamp away that we see in so many paintings of him. Find another bride. But there was another light that was shed upon that showing woman. This light was the light of God. For God's word revealed that Mary was pregnant with the Savior of the world. And she was about to give birth to the promised Messiah, God with us, Emmanuel. And God with us means salvation for his people. For the child will be born and grow. He will remain faithful to the Lord's word in all things. And he will deliver people from their sicknesses. He will deliver people from demons. And at the heart of it all, he will deliver people from their sins. In fact, he is the one who has come and done just that. On the cross of Calvary, Christ Jesus has come, taken all sins, all your sins, even if you don't think you have sin, even if you don't think you need it, even if you don't want him to, he's paid for all of your sins. The debt is paid, free and clear. And the only way to not receive this abundant grace is to insist that you want them back. Christ Jesus is your deliverer. He is the one who delivers you. And your delivery from sin through forgiveness is for you today. Hear the word of the Lord, just like you did at the beginning of the service. Christ Jesus says to you, I forgive you of all your sins. There is, however, one more enemy to be defeated once and for all. One more captor whose days are numbered, and it is death. We still wait for the day when we shall be delivered from this enemy. It still plagues us, causing pain and hurt and sorrow. But Christ Jesus has taken on death too. And he defeated death for you. He conquered the power of death by rising from the dead. And that empty tomb stands as a testament to the fact that he is the first fruits of the resurrection. He rose from the dead for you in order to give you his life. When on that last day you also will rise. So as we look upon this painting once again, Advent has reminded us of the layers of images in which God speaks to us about his coming. His coming both in the birth of Christ and his coming again. Like pregnancy, the pain of the moment and the birth pangs are real, but they are superseded by the ultimate joy that is to come. Though we wait anxiously for delivery, on the final day, we look forward in hope today, for our deliverer has come, born of a virgin, died and risen to bring forgiveness and life to you. He has delivered you from sin. And our deliverer will come again. And on that final day, his deliverance from death will be known to all the world when you rise from the dead and live under him in his kingdom forever. This is the promise for you today. Amen.